You're listening to the Caffeinated Thoughts Podcast.
Catch your breath, man. Everybody talking about breathe. Come on, man. Catch your breath, man. Yo. Can you breathe, man? Can you slow down and breathe, yo. Cats talking about breathe easy. Come on, man. Can you? But you can breathe, though, right? But it's God who enables us to breathe, man. All right.
Come with me to a common place. Even if you hate God, it's his common grace that gives you when you eat food. You ain't got time for grace, but he sustains you in his time and space. Now come with me, let's study objectively into God's words. Let's see God's perspective as we see. Come on, time passed, why do y'all so negatively be? Why dodging uncut truth from God's men? Now ride with me, just ride with me for 4 minutes. I'm so sure you'll explore the Lord did it. The earth's core, them other balls, they forfeited. They dribbled the ball and all, but they scored with it. Now roll with me, just roll with me, come go with me. The Father chose the Holy Ghost to go get no kid. And also across the globe are those with me who search strictly for lost souls with their nose me. Now breathe if you can, breathe if you can, breathe if you can. That's cause God sustains you now. Breathe if you can, breathe if you can, breathe if you can. That's cause God sustains you now. Breathe if you can, breathe if you can, breathe if you can. That's cause God sustains you now. Breathe if you can, breathe if you can, breathe if you can. That's cause God sustains you now.
Breathe with me, breathe with me. The first people to breathe was Adam and Eve. Yeah. Before they started messing with trees, but they were deceived and chose the wrong person to believe. Come and on. Disobeyed the breath giver. Now that's a reason to leave. And ever since, mankind been trying to breathe on our own. When Jesus called, we pick up the phone and say, leave us alone. Even Jesus' is own. Find ourselves gasping for breath. But when nerves are disconnect, we find ourselves gasping for death. Now walk with me to the start of the Genesis. Come after on the fall and see what God started, he finishes. After the garden experience with fig tree leaves, he replenishes the people he enabled to breathe. Now able with leave when after the murderous act of Cain. And ever since Adam sinned, we've been acting the same. Now we can't see, we're blind men. Denying the sun, denying the one who put the very breath in our lungs. Now
breathe if you can, breathe if you can, breathe if you can. That's cause God sustains you now. Breathe if you can, breathe if you can, breathe if you can. That's cause God sustains you now. Breathe if you can, breathe if you can, breathe if you can. That's cause God sustains you now. Breathe if you can, breathe if you can, breathe if you can. That's cause God sustains you now.
Come with me to the mind of Christ. Mind of one Christ. Strike, cause you've already denied him twice. Rewind the night, he died in your mind tonight. Mind see his life, pay attention how he shined his light. Now think with me, think with me about the power in God's word. He speaks and then breathes and living beings begin to emerge. Come on. This is pure power, yes. This perplexed scholar. Yes. They spend a lot of dollars and study a lot of hours. Even cats like us who are really Gentiles got the opportunity to call him Abba Abba. He showers a lot with life, that's a lot of shadow. It could have been you that's through like them true towers. But yet you still breathing, oxygen is still leaving from trees, enabling humans to breathe. And when we breathe out, we release carbon dioxide. But God sustains us, so don't try to box God.
Yeah, now breathe if you can, breathe if you can, breathe if you can. That's cause God sustains you now. Breathe if you can, breathe if you can, breathe if you can. That's cause God sustains you now. Breathe if you can, breathe if you can, breathe if you can. That's cause God sustains you now. Breathe if you can, breathe if you can, breathe if you can. That's cause God sustains you now.
Well, that was a little bit different song than what I normally would play, but that was Breathe by hip-hop artist Flame, and I couldn't help but think of Acts 17 when Paul was speaking to the men of Athens, and he was talking about the altar with this inscription to an unknown God, and picking that up on in verse 23, it says, "What therefore you worship is unknown, I proclaim to you the God who has made the world and everything in it, being Lord of heaven and earth, does not live in temples made by man, nor is he served by human hands, as though he has needed anything, since he himself gives to all mankind life and breath and everything, and he made from one man every nation of mankind to live on all the face of the earth, having determined allotted periods and the boundaries of their dwelling place, that they should seek God and in hope that they might feel their way toward him and find him. Yet he is actually not far from each one of us, for in him we live and move and have our being. As even some of your own poets have said, for we are indeed his offspring. We do in him live and move and have our being. And if you can't think of another reason to praise God today, praise God because you have breath. Well, what a wonderful day. I looked at the paper and saw that UNI is now ranked number one. Congratulations to the Panthers. They played an awesome game against Southern Illinois on Saturday. Iowa won. It was a kind of an ugly win, but it's a win nonetheless. They defeated Illinois 10-6. Illinois was ranked 18th, so congratulations to the Hawkeyes. Well, today, didn't really want to talk about sports, but instead I wanted to mention and talk a little bit about politics. I'm not going to do that often on this podcast, but I've been watching this commercial that's been played by Log Cabin Republicans. It's been getting a lot of airtime on Romney, and I can't decide whether or not it is a pro-Romney ad or an anti-Romney ad, but it's pretty unusual. And then I'll share some thoughts after I play this commercial for you.
For years, he's fought conservatives and religious extremists. Mitt Romney.
I believe that abortion should be safe and legal in this country. I believe that since Roe v. Wade has been the law for 20 years, that we should sustain and support it.
Mitt Romney opposed the gun lobby, even Ronald Reagan.
Look, I was an independent during the time of Reagan Bush. I'm not trying to return to Reagan Bush.
A record fighting the religious right. A pro-choice record. Massachusetts values. Mitt Romney.
Well, this advertisement gives us a good reason to pause about Mitt Romney, and as some of you may know, he's leading the polls in Iowa. I don't know what the latest poll has him at, but he's got a sizable lead. And what I would encourage all believers to do is really consider the best candidate for this caucus that's coming up, or primary if you're living out of Iowa and listening to this podcast. There's been a lot of pressure to kind of put the emphasis on the front runners, those who would be quote-unquote electable. And I don't know about you, but James Dobson said that I don't want to hold my nose when I go to the polls, and I don't want to either. And I would just encourage everybody to vote for the best candidate that reflects your values. Don't think about electability necessarily. On my blog, I've made it very clear that I am a Huckabee supporter, but there are a lot of good candidates out there that people can look at, Duncan Hunter being one, Brownback being another. But the reason why I support Mike Huckabee is because his pro-life stance. I like his view, support of the Fair Tax Initiative. His executive experience being 10 years as governor in Arkansas, his view on Iraq. He's just likable, and I think he has a good shot at winning in the general election too, but that's lower on my list. His values are at the top of my list is why I'm supporting him. But like I said, there are other candidates. I would just encourage you, vote your conscience. Go to the caucus and primary election and vote your conscience. Oftentimes Christians overlook the nomination process and we just focus on the general election. I don't want to see a Rudy Giuliani versus Hillary Clinton general election, so I want the best candidate in there. And the reason why, just some scriptural principles on practicing our citizenship. There's a few things Scripture has to say. I've preached on it a number of times. I even spoke about this passage in a podcast earlier. But Matthew 5:13-16 says, "You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its saltiness, how could it be made salty again?" Just focusing on verse 13, that passage, salt was used as a preservative. Why we go to the polls not that that politics is the primary focus of a believer's life. It shouldn't. It isn't. The gospel central. But if we're acting as a preservative, we're going to be going to the polls and trying to elect godly people in office. James 2, 14 through 17 says, you know, what good is it, my brothers, if a man claims to have faith but has no deeds? Can such a faith save him? Suppose he is without clothes and daily food. If one of you says to him, go, I wish you well, keep warm and well fed, but does nothing about his physical needs, what good is it? In the same way, faith by itself, is, if it's not accomplished by action, is dead. Just taking this and applying it to, you know, the political arena and our government, you know, if we complain about the government, but yet we don't get out and vote and do something about it, what good is that? I mean, we need to be active in this realm. Jeremiah 29, 4 through 9 says, this is what the Lord Almighty said, the God of Israel, says to those I carried into exile from Jerusalem, to Babylon. Build houses and settle down. Plant gardens and eat what they produce. Marry and have sons and daughters. Find wives for your sons and give your daughters in marriage so that they too may have sons and daughters. Increase in number there. Do not decrease. Also, this is key, verse 7, also seek the peace and prosperity of the city to which I have carried you into exile. Pray the Lord for it, because if it prospers, you too will prosper. You catch that? Because if it prospers, you too will prosper. So we need to pray for our country. Verse 8 says, yes, this is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says. Do not let the prophets and diviners among you deceive you. Do not listen to the dreams you encourage them to have. They are prophesying lies to you in my name. I have not sent them, declares the Lord. 1 Timothy 1, 8 through 11 says, referring to Old Testament law, it says, we know that the law is good if one uses it properly. We also know that law is made not for the righteous, but for the lawbreakers and rebels, the ungodly and the sinful, the holy and the irreligious, for those who kill their fathers and mothers and murderers, for adulterers and perverts, for slave traders and liars and perjurers and whatever else is contrary to sound doctrine that conforms to the glorious gospel of the blessed God which he entrusted to me. You know, just law, we should be enacting righteous law, and we should seek to get rid of laws that are unrighteous. Also, 1 Timothy 2, 1 through 4, again, an encouragement to pray for our leaders. This is, I urge you then, first of all, that requests, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for everyone, for kings and all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. This is good and pleases God our Savior, who wants all men to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. So we need to pray for our leaders. So I just want to encourage you. I can't emphasize enough the importance for us to get out to the polls. This is just a simple, this is our first duty as a citizen of this republic. Anyway, that's my 2 cents worth on that subject. I hope you have a great day. Be sure to check out my blog at shanevanderhart.blogspot.com. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed this Caffeinated Thoughts podcast.